You're listening to SBS News.
Even his biggest critics will admit Boris Johnson knows what photographers want. On his trip to the north of Scotland, he held giant crabs with fishermen and helped mix cheese curds with dairy workers. A small group of protesters greeted the Prime Minister on his various stops as he tried to promote unity in a not-so-united kingdom. Calls for Scottish independence are growing louder, but Mr. Johnson insists he won't allow another public vote on the issue.
What I'm saying is that the union is a fantastically strong institution. It's helped our country through thick and thin. It's very, very valuable in terms of the support we've been able to give to everybody throughout all corners of the UK. And you know, we had a referendum on breaking up the union a few years ago.
In that 2014 referendum, only 44.7% of Scottish voters backed independence, a clear victory for unionists and the British government. But a poll taken earlier this month found 54% now want Scotland to become an independent country. So what has changed so many hearts and minds? For one thing, according to nationalists, the UK government's handling of the coronavirus crisis. Ian Blackford is the leader of the Scottish National Party in the British Parliament.
You can see from the statistics that we have really driven down by the virus in Scotland. There's been great public buy-in to the measures of the Scottish government. And people, in many respects, are contrasting the very strong leadership we've given to what commentators often talk about as the bluff and bluster for Boris Johnson.
The Prime Minister pointing to how much cash his Treasury has spent to help Scotland through the pandemic.
What we've seen throughout this crisis is the importance of and the strength of the union in dealing with certain crucial things. Supporting people through the furlough scheme, the work of, as I say, of the army and the armed services in testing, in moving people around.
The other great driver of support to the nationalist cause is Brexit. Scots voted overwhelmingly in favour of remaining in the European Union, and many hope an independent Scotland would be able to join the bloc of nations. An appealing proposition for some as talks over a post-Brexit trade deal hit another wall. The EU's chief negotiator, Michel Barnier, says it's looking unlikely that a trade deal will be reached in time.
The UK did not show a willingness to break the deadlock. If you do not reach an agreement on our future partnership, there will be far more friction.
The UK's negotiator David Frost is sounding a little more optimistic.
The EU has listened to us in some areas. We have made clear our concerns about the role of the European Court in any future agreement, and the EU has listened to that. And for our part, similarly, we have listened to the EU's concerns about the structure of the future agreements and avoiding complexity. So there has been movement, but the gaps are still significant, and we have to try and move forward in the next month or two.
Both sides will keep talking, but the post-Brexit transition period ends on New Year's Day, and businesses will need time to prepare for whatever the new trading relationship looks like. In London, Ben Lewis, SBS World News.